Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Ours to Protect. From January 2024, new EU legislation means every household will be entitled to avail of a brown bin collection service. The brown bin service accepts all types of food, including raw and cooked meat and fish, plate scrapings, along with fruit and vegetable peelings. Pauline McDonough is spokesperson for mywaste.ie.
Brown bins have actually been in Ireland since 2013 for some households and for businesses. But what happened was it was rolled out over a series of years with urban areas being dealt with first of all. But this new finishing off of the legislation, the EU legislation, means that we will have a separate collection for all food and garden waste nationwide from January next year.
Pauline says the rollout of the brown bin will be good for both the climate and Ireland's recycling rates.
Some items that we collect, particularly in our mixed dry recyclable bins, have to be exported for processing, for, you know, to be recycled in itself. But when we collect food waste and garden waste, what we can actually do with it is convert it into compost, which can then be used in horticulture or agriculture here on the island, or we can anaerobically digest the material to create a gas, which then in turn will be turned into a renewable energy as electricity. So either of those processes, what it means is that we're treating the material here, which is really good for our climate, for our renewables, and for growing Ireland's bioeconomy as well.
The brown bin will accept a wide variety of waste.
Yes, that's right. So most of us will associate it with food waste, particularly at this time of the year, because we're not doing gardening. But we accept in terms of food waste, all raw and cooked food waste. And also you can put in things like a greasy kitchen roll, napkins that you've used, eggshells, coffee grounds, and things like flowers that you may have had in the house that are now dead. And then in terms of your garden waste, it's light garden waste. So this would be things like clippings, small amounts of grass, etc. So the best thing to do in terms of getting a full listing of what can go into your brown bin is to actually contact your waste collector, and they will tell you exactly what they will accept in the food waste or in the brown bin.
Mywaste.ie has information on how to manage all waste types, including preventing and recycling food waste in your home. The European Commissioner for Climate Change says COP28 should mark the beginning of the end of fossil fuels. The European Union has been calling for urgent action to bring down greenhouse gas emissions this decade, and the bloc's demanding nations respect commitments made under the Paris Agreement to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. Commissioner Wopke Hoekstra says all 190 parties at COP28 will need to agree to phase out fossil fuels.
The thing we are, of course, all talking about is the phase out of fossil fuels. So let me again be clear where I stand, where the European Union stands. I want this COP to mark the beginning of the end for fossil fuel. This is a key part for the EU and for our and of our negotiating mandates, meaning that all 27 European member states want this to be part of the negotiated outcome. And I will be negotiating to secure this outcome. We simply have to get rid of fossil fuels in full.
The final negotiations have been trying to get a deal at the COP28 climate summit in Dubai. But after optimism of progress, some countries are angry that the goal to phase out fossil fuel use by 2050 isn't in the final draft agreement. Instead, nations are being encouraged to help reduce consumption and production. COP28 President Sultan Al Jaber says compromise is needed.
We must deliver an outcome that respects the science and that keeps 1.5 within reach. When I stood here in front of you as the newly elected president, I asked you to approach this COP with a different mindset and to be cooperative. And I also asked everyone to be flexible. You showed exactly that mindset and that flexibility by taking the historic step of operationalizing the loss and damage on day one. Together, we have the opportunity to deliver history again. We can send a signal to the world that multilateralism does actually work, that this process can respond to what the science is telling us, that it can deliver for the most vulnerable and keep 1.5 within reach.
And that's all from this week's episode of Ours to Protect. For more information, visit lmfm.ie/ours to protect and join us at the same time again next week.